الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله. Now I always start my talks with Alhamdulillah because I know how many people intended to be here and couldn't make it. And there will be some of you who never intended to be here, but by the Qadr of Allah, you are here. And personally, I think that whenever we find ourselves in gatherings of believers, in gatherings where people are mentioning Allah's name, people are coming together for His sake, you know, being joined together in love from His sake, this is a blessing, mashallah. It is a real ni'mah. And so I encourage every one of you to say Alhamdulillah. You know, acknowledge the blessing of being here and type Alhamdulillah in the chat, you know, if you want. But definitely this is a moment at the beginning of these when I always allow myself to feel the gratitude for the moment and the gratitude for the blessing of being here, mashallah. So Alhamdulillah for it all. Right, now I'm going to start with a poem, inshallah. And it's called Aren't We Strange? Isn't it strange that we love, although the promise of loss is ever present? Isn't it strange how we hold, although the threat of separation is always there? Isn't it strange that we birth, although the inevitability of death is a constant, constant reminder? Isn't it strange? Isn't it strange that our hearts can break and heal and break only to heal again? Scar tissue crisscrossing like embroidery, holding it together, just like we hold it together, just like He holds us together. Aren't we strange? Aren't we strange and wonderful? Allahu Akbar. I am always, always awed by Allah's plan and His plan for us and the way that He fashioned us. And this session with you, my dear sisters, is a chance for us to be reminded of the perfection of Allah's plan and the perfection in which He created us, inshallah. The perfection, the rationality, the logic in which He created us, inshallah. And so in this session, we are going to be looking at the mistake that many of us make when we are faced by challenges in life. And I'll be sharing with you three mindset shifts that will change the way you show up. And in the process of that, I hope that we will reconnect with something fundamental inside all of us. Something that is in every one of us, something waiting to be found. And so I want to put this to you, okay? Many sisters, mashallah, who are in my circle, many sisters want to write. I can see many of them are here, you know, in this session, alhamdulillah. But did you know that every one of us is an author? Every single day, without putting pen to paper, without writing down a word, we are authoring our own life story. It's true. The choices that you make on a day-to-day basis, the decisions that you make, the perspective that you take, all of that is shaping the way that your story plays out. Now, I like to think of it like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of all, and He is the one who has shaped us and shaped our circumstances, right? But the interesting thing is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give each of us a book in which everything is predetermined for us to basically follow from A to B and get all the way to Z. He didn't give us that as our book of life. He gave us circumstances. And the amazing thing about that is we get to choose how we behave in each circumstance. And our choices affect the outcome, right? Our choices affect the outcome. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for every one of us, has decreed a set of circumstances, one after the other, after the other. The circumstances of your birth, the circumstances of your family, the circumstances of your status in society, your level of education, the people that you meet, who keeps their promises, who doesn't keep their promises. Trials, failures, opportunities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set for every one of us a chain of events, okay? But the amazing thing is, we are the protagonists. We are the main characters in our own life story. And so in each one of those chains of events, we get to make choices. And that's why I say that every single day, we are authoring our own life story. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set the chain of events, but we are navigating in those events, making choices that have consequences, okay? And the consequences shape the chain of events. And so I want you to do this with me for a few minutes. I want you to imagine that you have reached a ripe old age, okay? And you're sitting there, and I need you to kind of focus with me here. So if you've got, you know, other tabs open, or, you know, if you're kind of WhatsApping people at the same time or checking IG and stuff like that, please, please come back to me. Okay, come back to me and let's do this together. I'd like you to close your eyes and I'd like you to imagine yourself as an old woman. And I'd like you to imagine yourself seated, surrounded by your family and those who love you. And you have center stage. You're the matriarch. And your grandchildren say to you, Granny, Nanny, tell us the story of your life. Just imagine what that would feel like in that moment, to be surrounded by people who love you, to have lived this life that you're living now, but you've lived it to the end. And your children and your grandchildren want to know your story. They want you to tell the story of your life. What would you tell them? Which of those events would you evoke for them? Which life lessons would you share? What descriptions will you delve into? Which characters will you bring to life? Will it be a story of woe and pain and loss? Or will it be a story of triumph and experience and wisdom and prevailing through it all? I'd like you to answer in your own mind that question, because we're going to come back to it later, inshallah. But my point is this. In that moment where you're telling your life story, you only get one shot. Because the reality is, we only get one shot at this life in this dunya. And so the story that we tell at the end is the only story. But the amazing thing is, we get to choose the story that we tell. We get to choose to be the hero of our life story. I'm going to show you how in a short while, inshallah. Okay. Just want to take a moment to take a breath. Take a moment, take a breath with me. Take a breath, inhale. Exhale out. Bismillah. Okay, let's do this. It's something that I want to share with you, my dear sisters. And it's something that I learned from a dear friend, Umrayan of Solace. Some of you may know her. And I went to a talk once and she mentioned this in her talk. And I now use it all the time. It was such an aha moment for me. And I always give her credit because I first heard it from her. And she said to us, sisters, and this applies to all human beings, by the way, but it was talking to sisters. But she said, sisters, we are all in one of three states. We are all in one of three states. If you're taking notes, you want to write this down, inshallah. We are all in one of three states. We have either been tested, or we are being tested, or we are going to be tested. Take a moment with that. Take a moment with that. And if that resonates with you, give me a like or a heart. We are in one of three states. You have either been tested in the past, or you are going to be tested, or you're being tested right now, or you are going to be tested in the future. And is this not the case with Benny Adam, period? Is this not the case with every single one of us? No matter who, no matter what, male, female, old, young, black, white, rich, poor, whatever. You've been tested, you are being tested right now, or you are going to be tested. So, if you have been tested and tried in your life, or if you are going through a test right now, or you anticipate a test in the future, or you know that you will be tested in the future, know that you are in the right place here in this class with me, because tests come in a very important way when we're talking about being the hero. Okay, so I want you to remember that those three states, really important. So if you've been tested, or you are being tested, or you may be tested in the future, trust me, you are in the right place right now. Okay, now it's story time. I'm loving the comments, guys. I'm loving the hearts. I'm loving the likes. I am feeling the love. Thank you so, so much. Just want to give you a shout out and say Jazakallahu khair. Okay, so I want to move back a little bit. And I don't know how much you guys know about me. I don't know how long we've been in each other's lives, but I just want to share with you a little bit about, you know, my circumstances or the life that I lived for a very long time. So some of you may know that I was married to a man called Suleiman Amankwa. And, you know, we lived in England for 10 years, and then we lived in Egypt. We moved to Egypt and we lived there for 10 years. He was working, I was writing books, I had my magazine, we had five beautiful children, mashallah. We went for Hajj, we went for holidays, you know, we travelled, we lived a very happy life, mashallah, tabarakallah. And really, sometimes I would say that I felt like I lived a charmed life. I was a kept woman, as a stay-at-home, well, not stay-at-home mum, I was kind of like a work-at-home mum, but, you know, I was extremely, extremely in the flow. You know, very much comfortable in my life. And I think the biggest and most abrupt change to that situation of comfort and ease and delight was when my husband had a stroke and went into a coma and passed away for 2 days. After 2 weeks. Like, and that was a disruption to my ordinary world. Okay, I had lived and been his wife for almost 15 years, and that was what I knew. He was what I knew. This family was what I knew. This lifestyle was what I knew. And that was a huge disruption. It was an immense loss. And if some of you followed me on Facebook, you'll know that I used to write poetry and share it on Facebook as a way for me to heal. And just to give you a feeling of my state at that time, I'd like to share one of the poems that I wrote at that time, if I have your permission, inshallah. It is the pain in the voices of others that breaks me, because they see what I refuse to see, what I turn away from, what my heart refuses to accept, that my life is changed, changed utterly. My other half ripped away, my heart scoured, beating abrasions, the axis of my world tilted unalterably. The path of my journey detoured permanently. All changed, changed utterly. This is what I hear in the voice of others, In their pain, in their tears, in their silence, they are grieving for me because of what they see, for how this calamity affects their reality. It is my pain reflected in the eyes of others that breaks me. What is the purpose of this pain? That's what I wanted to understand. What is the purpose of the loss? What is the purpose of the trials? What is the purpose of the disappointments and the frustrations and the betrayals? I wonder if you have ever lost. I wonder if you have had something or someone you love taken away from you by the one who has the right to take it away. But I wonder what pain you carry. Is it a childhood that was lost? Was it a spouse, or a parent, or a child, or a dream, or an ability, or a future? What is the purpose of this pain? I wonder if you know what is the purpose of your pain. One thing I have come to understand, my dear sisters, is that great things come at a cost. And the greater that thing, the greater the cost. And very often, those losses that we bear are the cost of something greater. And one of the mistakes that we make, I think, is that we think that we have to be perfect. We think that in order for us to be the hero, to prevail, to be one of those sisters, one of the heroes, we have to be perfect. But that's not it at all. And if you're writing, please write this down, because the hero will always experience pain, will always experience loss. And if you think about the heroes that we know from Islam, for example, look at the lives of every single one of the prophets, the Sahaba, the Sahabiyat, even the heroes you read about in novels or books of history. What do you see? The hero starts out imperfect. And the hero usually ends imperfect. The hero at the start of the story doesn't have all that she needs to defeat all the foes, to figure everything out. She doesn't have that. She is less of a person at the beginning. She is less in terms of strength, in terms of wisdom, in terms of experience. And her going through the pain, going through the challenges, going through the losses, the disappointments, the frustrations, coming up against a barrier and falling, that is where the hero's fire is forged. Every single time. There is not a person out there, not a single one, that you can show me who has achieved something amazing, either on a day-to-day level or on a massive historical level, and has not had to pay a price. Not a single one. Because this is not the way of this life. Nothing comes for free. And if you're talking about personal growth, if you're talking about iman, if you're talking about ihsan, tawakkul, strength, confidence, all of those things, they come at a cost. They come at the cost of trials and tribulations and challenges and frustrations. This is the amazing thing. And so when we have this in our heads to say, you know, I can't be like them because I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not strong enough, you know, I'm not clever enough, I'm not generous enough, I'm not knowledgeable enough, I don't have enough time, I don't have enough money, I don't have enough resources, I don't have enough support. You are authoring your life story as you speak those words, as you think those thoughts, as you plan because of those mindsets that you have. You are deciding to fall back. You are deciding to be the victim. You are deciding to be the martyr. You are giving up your agency. You are giving up your power. You are giving up what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put inside you already. You're giving up on that. So this is one mistake that we as sisters, we must stop making. Thinking that we have to be perfect somehow and that we are not enough as we are. I do not believe this, and I will never believe this, because you know what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised in the Quran, I will not burden a soul more than it can bear. Khalas! That's it! Case closed! Case closed! So if you're being tested, know that Allah knows you have the capacity. Maybe you don't believe it yet. Maybe you haven't found it yet. Maybe you haven't accepted it yet. You haven't accepted your role in this. You haven't taken hold of your power. But know for a fact, it's there, my dear. It is there inside you. Because Allah will never burden you more than you can bear. Because Allah never sent a test to break you. He sent a test to make you stronger, to bring you back to Him, to open your eyes, to bring you to the sujood. These are the things that we must remember, my dear sisters. And when we remember that, we realize that we are enough. We are enough for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in front of us. Okay, so understanding the true nature of the hero's journey is that the hero does not have everything that she needs. She will constantly be learning, constantly be iterating, constantly be tried, okay? And it's okay. It's part of the journey. And it's what makes you so amazing. It's that amazingness that you can't see, but we're gonna talk about that. We're gonna talk about that. So, understanding the nature of the hero's journey. Understanding you were born for this. You were born for this. This life that you are living, you were born for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen you, has fashioned you, and has put you in a situation you are where you need to be right now. And I'm not saying that if you're in a bad situation that He made you to stay in that situation. No. He's put you in that situation knowing full well you have the capacity to do what you need to do. To do what you need to do to prevail in that situation. You have the capacity. You have the resources. You have the strength. And if you count on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have full trust in Him, you will prevail. And being the hero of the story is about prevailing in the end. It's not about avoiding the pain. It's not about avoiding the fight. It's not about avoiding the battles. It's about prevailing in the end. Being the victor in the end because you did the right thing. Because you did the noble thing, the honorable thing. There may be a difficult thing, but the right thing. That's the story we want to tell our children, right? We're gonna sit and tell them, you know what, guys? It wasn't easy, but hey, I took every lemon that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent me and I made the best lemonade that I could. I got the sugar, I got the cinnamon, I got the mint, or whatever it is that you do. I took those lemons, yes, because I had lemons, because life has lemons. That's the sunnah of life. We are going to get those lemons, right? So I took those lemons, my dear children, and I made the best lemonade that I could. And even though I lost, and even though I failed, and even though I fell, I rose again. And when I rose again, guess what, kids? Granny was smarter. Granny's iman was stronger. Granny's, you know, understanding of the world was expanded. Granny was cleverer. Granny was more experienced. Granny was a better person. Nanny was a better person. And that's where we want to be. Through all these trials and all this stuff that's going on, we want to prevail and become the best version of ourselves that we can. Because that's all that's required. To be the best version of yourself. Not so-and-so down the road, not so-and-so at the masjid, not your sister-in-law, not even anyone from history. They had their hero's journey, what's yours? Tell me your hero story. I want to hear it. I want you to own your hero story, because I know that if you're still here, you're standing, you're alive, you're worshipping Allah, and you made it to this class, I know that you're a hero. I already know that. Because you've been making decisions all along. Decisions that will benefit you. Decisions that will make you stronger. Decisions that will get you closer to what you want. And so for me, I salute you. Because I see the hero in you. Own that hero story and allow it to permeate everything around you. Trust me, it is transformational, subhanAllah. Okay, three mindset shifts. If you're writing, do write these down. So the three mindset shifts that I want to share with you, my dear sisters. Number one, trust in Allah's plan for you. We have to come from a place of tawakkul. Because a place of tawakkul is a place of abundance. When you expect khair, khair will come. Did not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, I am as my servant expects me to be? So when we expect khair, we will receive khair. Now, khair is not ease, yeah? So don't get it twisted. Just because you accept khair or you expect khair does not mean your life will be just an easy ride, no. But that's not the point. The point is the khair. So the Prophet ﷺ told us, how amazing is the state of the believer? When good things come to him, he praises Allah and this is good for him. And when he is tried, okay, when he is tested, he is patient and that is good for him. So khair here and khair there. So no matter what your circumstance, trust that Allah has khair in it for you. That khair could be being patient and working through it. That khair could be in turning to him and asking for a way out. That khair could be in you guiding the people around you. Whatever your situation is, trust in Allah's plan for you. When Sulaiman alayhirahmu passed away, I'm going to share with you something. I remember some sisters came over to my house and they were talking. We were just talking. It was during my iddah. And we were talking and I remember saying to them, because actually at the time there was lots and lots of messages on Facebook because people had heard about it. And I remember saying to my friend, there's a reason for this. There must be a reason for this to be happening to me right now. What is the benefit to the people who maybe followed me on social media and read my book and got to know my husband through my book, okay, and saw that he had returned to his Lord? Was it a reminder for them? Was it a reminder for me? Was it a reason for me to open my eyes? Was it a reason for me to step up? Was it a reason for me to return back to him in trust and reliance, knowing that I'm going to be okay regardless? And I'm sorry, but this is what I believe. No matter what happens, Allah's got my back. So no matter what happens, I'm going to be okay regardless. And subhanAllah, we don't ask for the test. None of us get to choose the chain of events. Remember I told you Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses the events? But we get to choose our response. And that is so empowering. We get to choose our response to those events. And so for me, when my husband passed away, Allah irhamu, I knew that there was a plan. I knew there was a wisdom in it. And at the time, my reaction was, Allah, thank you for what I had. Because I didn't need to have that. You didn't need to give me all of that. Those years, the children, the love, etc. It didn't need to be that way. But it was. And I'm grateful. And I know that you have done the best by him, Allah irhamu. And I know that I'm still here for a purpose. I'm still here for a reason. Is it my children? Is it my family? Is it my friends? Is it the people I touch through my words, through my books? Is it the work that I do? Whatever it is, I'm still here for a reason. So stand up. That's what I said to myself. Stand up. Own it. You're still here. Your life is not over. So live it. Your deeds are continuing, so keep doing them. Your end has not yet been written, so make sure as much as you can that it will be a good one. Because I'm still here, I'm still standing. And as I said to you, my dear sisters, if you've been through a trial and you're still here and you're still standing, there is a reason for it. So the first mindset shift we need to have is trust in Allah's plan for every one of us. Because every one of us has got our own plan. Every one of us has got our own chain of events and that story. So trust that Allah wants khair for you in that. Second mindset shift, trust in the process. We need to become more philosophical about this life. You know, as I said to you guys before, this life is not a place for ease. This is a place for shughl, amal, work, effort, okay? So trust in the process. Okay, some things, they hurt and the hurt will dissipate. Some things hurt to teach us a lesson. Some people hurt us to teach us a lesson. We must be open to the lesson. We must always be open to the lessons. The lessons that come with the circumstances, with the situations, with the frustrations, with the pain and the loss, the lessons come with those things. So we must always be open to the lessons and trust in the process. The third mindset shift, my dear sisters, is trust in your ability to be the hero. Anything I say to you, I could say a thousand things to you, but until you choose to believe that you are enough, that you have the resources, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you for this, that you were born for this, and you can do this, it won't make any difference. So that third mindset shift is trust in yourself. Trust in yourself that you can be that hero. For me, what I learned was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not take my husband away to break me. In some ways, you could say that it made me. It's never something that we choose. We never choose the tests. But sometimes when we look back, we realize that because of that test, because of that loss, I'm a different person. I'm a better person. I have more to offer the world. I have more to offer my children. I've been through the wars and I'm still standing. And that event, that loss, that whatever it was in your life, divorce, losing a child, losing a parent, missing out on school, you know, whatever it was, that needed to happen in order for you to grow into the person that you are becoming today. If you decide from today to see everything in your life as part of your growth, trust me, you will not be the same in a year's time. You will be a different person. You will be a better version of yourself. And again, that's the most important thing, that you're a better version of yourself. And so those three mindset shifts I have found to be extremely beneficial for me. And what I learned is that I'm here for a reason. And I'm here to do work. I still have work to do. And inshallah, I pray that I keep doing it. So ask yourself, what do you need to take from the trials that you've been through? What have you learned? How have you grown? What work do you still have to do here? Have a think about that, inshallah. When we walk with the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants good for us, that there is a process and that the process will be as it will be, and that we have the capacity to deal with anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees for us, guess what happens? We connect with our inner hero. We connect with our inner hero, that inner awesome. That's what I like to call it. The inner awesome, the amazingness that is inside us. I'm sorry, sisters. I'm sorry. I'm just going to keep it real. We don't acknowledge ourselves enough. Okay? We've grown up, many of us, with criticism and comparison. And as a result of that, we don't truly appreciate what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created inside of us. Okay? And so connecting with the inner hero is really connecting with what makes you amazing. And that is very powerful. Very powerful. And so what I'd like to invite you to do is to do another visualization with me, inshallah. Okay. Again, I would like you to close your eyes, shut off the distractions, come back to me. Close your eyes and think of that setting that we described at the beginning of the class. You, in your older years, surrounded by your children, your grandchildren. And imagine yourself telling your hero's story. How you showed up, how you grew, how you fell and you rose, how you learned, how you optimized, how you changed tactics, how you prevailed. And allow yourself to feel the feelings that would come with telling such a powerful hero story, so powerful that your family and your friends look at you with so much respect and love and pride that they were part of your story and that you are a part of who they are. Imagine how that feels. Imagine how that feels. Not impossible. Not impossible at all. Let's recap some of the lessons. You don't have to be perfect to be the hero. You are enough. Trust in Allah's plan, trust in the process, and trust in yourself. And know that this life is a journey, and you are authoring your life story every day. Every decision that you make is interacting with the events that Allah has decreed for you and is writing that story. And so now that you know better, you can do better, inshallah. And I pray that Allah makes it easy for you to rise and be the hero. And if you want to go on this journey with me, then it is my pleasure to invite you to a program that I've been building since last year. And it was called the 6 Steps to Finding Your Inner Awesome. It's now the Be the Hero program. And this program is my way of making sure that you put into action the lessons that we have been learning today. If you would like an opportunity to reconnect with your inner hero, if you'd like an opportunity to plan your hero journey with me, if you would like to connect with what is amazing and brilliant inside you, the circumstances that you have around you to optimize and maximize your opportunities for reward, then I invite you to join this program because it is something that I have found transformational in my life and with the people that I've worked with. The link is there in the chat. This program is open today. We're starting on Monday and I'm so excited because I will basically be your coach and your mentor and I will be working with you through where you've come from, where you're at right now, and mindfully and intentionally looking at where you want to go. So we're looking at the past, we're looking at the present, and the opportunities in the present, and we're looking at the possibilities of the future and the goals that you have for the future and why you have those goals and how you're going to achieve those goals. Inshallah, if you join today, we get started on Monday. We go through the 6 steps to finding your inner awesome from Monday to Saturday. And then I get to have a one-on-one session with you to talk through your hero plan. And your hero plan is all about asking you, this month, where will you be the hero? Which role will you play and claim the title of hero? Is it as a worshipper, as a woman, as a wife, as a mother, as a boss, as a friend, as a daughter? Which role will you choose to elevate to hero status? So we'll be working together on that. We will have a private Facebook group, and I will be doing trainings in that group, trainings just like this, every week, inshallah. And so we will have our coaching in the group and our accountability in the group. So once you start the program with me, I will be by your side, making sure that you act on what you've decided, that you implement the breakthroughs that you've had, and that you continue to grow and you continue to fashion the most amazing and the most heroic year that you've had, inshallah. The program is open from today. We start on Monday, and the program is £99, which was supposed to be £497. And in fact, I'm happy with it as a £497 course, but I want you to be able to take this leap. I don't want to put any barriers in the way. I don't want to make it something that is difficult on anyone financially. I want to make it accessible. And so it's £99 for the full program, the superhero. And if you can't, don't want to, cannot do the £99, we have a £47 option, which is crazy, I know. But I want you to have this. I want you to have this. Wallahi.